Welcome to Bridge the Gap with host Josh and Lucas, a podcast dedicated to informing, educating, and influencing the future of housing and services for seniors, powered by Markentum. If you love listening to Bridge the Gap, we have a special offer for you. Josh and Lucas will be recording live at the Interface Southeast Conference in Atlanta, August 29th. The conference focuses on the state of senior housing investment, development, operations, and financing across markets, and will provide excellent networking. If you'd like to meet Josh and Lucas and see firsthand how the podcast is created, register for Interface using promo code BTG and receive 5% off your registration.
Welcome to Bridge the Gap podcast, an exciting episode today that we're recording at Argentum in San Diego. It's a really exciting day because this morning we had the Hero Awards, which if anybody knows me, I cried like a little girl during the program.
Or you cried like a little boy.
Yes, that's true. That's true. And so I'm already, my emotions have been a roller coaster up and down, but very excited to have our guest on the show today, Shamim Wu of Eclipse Senior Living by Elmcroft. Welcome, Shamim.
Thanks so much. I'm glad to be here.
So Shamim, I would love to, for you to tell our listeners a little bit about your background and the reasons why you got into seniors.
Sure. So I would just tell you that, you know, I believe that my career was really kind of dictated for me before I even started it. When I was a senior in college, my dad was diagnosed with stage 4 brain cancer. And while it was a cancer diagnosis, the journey that my family embarked on was very similar to what we see our residents who live with dementia and other brain diseases. It was a very similar journey. And because I was the oldest child left at home, I, along with my mom, became his primary caregiver. And so I was the one that was taking him to all of his doctor's appointments and sitting down with, you know, in his care plan meetings. And fast forward 12 months later, when the really aggressive treatments just clearly were not working, and it was time for him to go on hospice, that, more than anything, was just such a great gift. And combined with the healthcare experience that we had gotten in what was really otherwise a very tragic time. I mean, you know, my dad was 54 years old, really young, was this brilliant engineer. And to see somebody go through being this brilliant engineer to not having any recollection of any parts of his life was really tough. But the experience that we had with hospice and the other healthcare providers really gave us the gift of being a family again. And so I would tell you that when I came out of grad school and really was looking at what I wanted to do in my career, the minute I walked into an assisted living community that had a memory care component and I saw that interaction between a caregiver and a resident, reminded me, it like took me back, you know, 4 or 5 years earlier and really reminded me about everything that I had experienced with my dad. And I knew right then and there that that was really what I was meant to do with my life's work. And I've really never looked back since.
That's fascinating. And so that leads perfectly into the next question, because you have an extensive background working with a number of different companies and really driving results. Mm-hmm. And I think that driving results in senior care has a lot of different meanings, right? And mm-hmm. so I'd love to know your thought process behind what you and I talked before about mission versus mm-hmm. margin and running that balance. So how do you drive that bottom line while also championing empathy and care?
So I would tell you that being, you know, being on the front lines of the resident experience and having a foundation of sales very early on in my career really was a critical component that I carry with me today in terms of how we balance that mission and margin. Because of my sales background, I was on the front lines of that new resident experience, and I was hearing firsthand from both the resident and or the family member of what it was that caused them to think about senior living and what was causing them and what kind of emotions they were feeling when they were making this decision for the next chapter of their life. And so having that, you know, and understanding the complexities and the emotions of that journey and realizing that this is ultimately a very emotional decision for people, it's not a transactional decision, has served me really well as I've transferred and kind of taken those skills into operations. Because at the end of the day, our job is to provide a solution for families. And today I would tell you that there are, you know, macro issues that exist in terms of savings, the overall state of healthcare, reimbursement costs, right? And those are all things that I think contribute to the decision that people are making. But at the end of the day, like in our company, we know that our job is to help people find a solution somewhere, even if that's not with us, right? We may not be the right product for every person that comes to us for help. But the person who's looking for senior living for the first time, they don't, you know, they're looking for the first time. They don't have a lot of experience in this. And so as a result, they're looking to us to be that subject matter expert, right? And so I think just understanding what a family is going through ultimately drives every decision we make, because we want to be able to help every person that comes through our door. And if we're not able to help them, we're going to find somebody that can.
Excellent. So it's hard to reach that bottom line if you're not giving that care and service.
Oh, 100%. 100%. And it's, you know, it really starts with the frontline experience. It's hard to drive a bottom line if you don't have a top line that is driving it, right?
Sure.
And so, you know, we in our industry, we're not really an expense-driven business. We know what the state of expenses are. We have issues with wage compression, right? We have issues with utilities going up. But one thing that we can drive all the time is the revenue line. And that starts with the sales experience, right? What happens when somebody picks up the phone and calls a community? And that experience ultimately becomes the differentiator for that particular community, creates value, and then ultimately drives that top line.
So there was a recent industry article that highlighted and talked about the fact that all of the big leaders in senior living and the C-suites are really reaching that point of being in a retirement age themselves. What do you think success looks like for the next generation leaders?
Wow. So so I would tell you that, you know, we're going to have to unthink what we know about senior living today and realize that what got us here won't get us there. And how I define there is being able to serve the next generation of seniors with a product that they find desirable and with a brand and purpose that resonates with them. And I don't think that that has been built or designed yet. Okay. So I think the next generation of leaders, that weight is on their shoulders to design something and then market it in a way that really resonates with the next generation of seniors. I also would tell you that, you know, companies and leaders who are willing to break the status quo, I would tell you the status quo is untenable to me. Like, I literally have no patience for it. And what you'll find with me and my team in particular is that we move very quickly, but it's because we know that there's this tsunami coming. And we know that part of the differentiator for us is not just going to be of course it's going to be service, but that's not the only thing. Things like technology, things like what the experience is like, what the marketing experience is like, what the sales experience is like. And, you know, the next generation of leaders is going to have courage and leadership. And what I mean by that is that, you know, holding on to the way in which we've always done things because we think it defines our culture just doesn't serve us well anymore, right? Culture is an evolution. It's a living, breathing thing. And what the culture was 20 years ago shouldn't define what our culture is today, right? And so companies that are willing to invest in technology, companies that are willing to invest in people, and companies that realize that the margins that we're experiencing today may not be the margins of 30 years ago are really going to be the ones who define success.
Interesting. So there's a lot of challenges that are being highlighted in our industry right now, one being affordability, but also the other being workforce.
Mm-hmm.
And you and I have talked a little bit before about employee engagement, and I can tell that at this conference at Argentum, labor force is a big topic. They brought
yes.
in a lot of speakers that are really speaking to this. And this morning they talked about that 1.2 million workers that are needed.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe we could talk about really not necessarily the workers that are needed, but the workers that you have, because retaining those workers and not having that high turnover is a big issue.
Yeah.
What's your thoughts on that?
Well, I would tell you that I actually think it's probably a 50-50. I think that retaining the employees that we have is a critical component, but that alone is not going to save us. You know, obviously, great benefits, a great culture, you know, a fast-paced culture that is constantly evolving, being able to leverage technology to allow people to work remotely, right, in support services is going to be key for us, because the next generation of workers, the millennials, Generation Z, they really want a career that's going to afford them a work-life blend or balance. But they also want a very mission-driven opportunity. And no other industry provides that better than senior housing. But I would also tell you that being able to fill that gap of the 1.2 million workers who don't exist today for us that we need is really important. And you've heard our CEO, Kai Hsiao, say very publicly that he doesn't think that the solution is just here or that it's exclusive to our industry, that it's an issue that not just one company or one operator or one industry is experiencing. Every industry out there is experiencing it, and that he feels really strongly that the solution is maybe outside of our borders, you know, having visa work programs that allow people to come in at entry level and at mid-level management in caregiving services to be able to fill that gap. And I think that that's an issue that isn't going to be solved just by us. I mean, Argentum's doing a great job as a trade association to help us fill that gap, but I think it's also going to take the involvement of our politicians and our leaders and our government to be able to fill that gap.
Sure. Well, part of the reason why Josh and I started the podcast, our mission is really to educate and inform and influence all facets mm-hmm. of senior communities. And one thing that we continue to go back to is just that our industry has a major challenge of telling our love stories.
Yes.
And getting that narrative down so that the greater population understands what beauty there is in giving people dignity at the end of their life.
Yeah.
And so I'm very appreciative, Shamim, of you being willing to give your time and your knowledge to bridge the gap in the audience, because I'm very impressed. I think that the next generation of leaders is something that you are very much ingrained in, and you're great at telling those stories. And so thank you so much for spending time.
It's my pleasure. I'm a homegrown entity, and I will tell you that while I've had opportunities to leave the industry, there's always something and a reason that has brought me back to my, in terms of decision making. And I, you know, now that we've started this new venture, I'm here for the, you know, for the rest of my career. There's nowhere else I'd rather be. And so in whatever way in which we can, as leaders in the industry, pay that forward, we want to do.
Awesome.
Yourself included.
Thank you so much. And thank you for being on another great episode of Bridge the Gap.
You got it.
So Josh, what a fascinating interview with Shamim Wu. As we listened to that together, what were your takeaways?
I had a few, so I'll tell you. First of all, I love how she called you out.
Totally called me out.
Yeah, so you basically said this morning in your, you know, presentation of the Hero Awards,
yes.
and that whole, it was an emotional morning, right? Some great right. awards. You said that you cried like a schoolgirl, and she was quick to say, no, you cried like a school boy, I think is what she said.
Like, you cried like you.
Yeah, exactly. So I love that. But no, there was, in all honesty, she is a thought leader.
Yes.
And a very powerful leader, a voice in our industry. So, first of all, honored that she would be on Bridge the Gap.
Yeah, thankful.
Yeah, so thankful for her. So, a few takeaways. I made some notes. One, I love that she's challenging the status quo. We yeah. need that in this industry to get to the next generation. And she admitted there's not – nobody has their hands around that. It's like – nobody has really designed something yet that is relevant for the sure. next generation. So we're all thinking about it. This is a great conference. She's a great thought leader to be helping lead that discussion. But she made it very clear with her staff, she always challenges the status quo. So if we've been doing it, why are we doing
yes.
it? You know, why should we continue to do that? So that's one thing.
Well, and a lot of people say that. But when she says it, you believe it.
I totally believe it. And I am not going to challenge it. She lives it. So I respect her so much for that. Another really important thing that she mentioned, I know she practices this in her organization, but she touched on a few things that for operators specifically, yes. how can we be relevant? How can we change? How can we adapt? And you have to be, first of all, willing to change. You have to be able to move fast.
Yes.
And that's a real challenge. You know, when you look around in our industry, there are a lot of big organizations that have a lot of communities. And I think that's a real challenge. Even in a small organization, you know, we want to set up so many policies and procedures and kind of these bureaucratic red tapes.
Sure.
But we have to make sure when we're building our platforms, when we're building our leadership, our C-suite and our regionals and at the at the team level, down at the communities, that we're quick, we're ready to adapt, because it's rapidly changing. And so she recognizes that. Mm-hmm. I'll tell you another huge point. I think we could talk about this all day, is something people aren't talking about, which is, you know what? There's been kind of this industry-accepted margins.
Right.
And I think the lenders are looking for you to be in a certain margin operating range. You know, investors, when you talk to different developers. And they're trying to make sure on these pro formas and on financials that you're hitting a certain margin. But why is that? And she points out in her belief that in the future, we have to be willing to accept that those margins may not look like they look today.
Sure.
They may be much less. And I think that's a tough pill to swallow. And so I think to be relevant in the future, to be even relevant tomorrow, we have to be ready to make sure that we don't sacrifice quality for the sake of margins. And so that was something I really appreciated.
Yeah, that mission versus margin discussion, I think, needs to be had. And quite frankly, I don't know if it's happened on our podcast yet. No one's brought that up.
No, and how appropriate for that. Somebody in a leadership position with so much influence in the space. So that was refreshing for me, because you don't hear that, especially from a lot of the major players that have large operating platforms.
Sure.
You hear that more from the small moms and pops, or the small regional, very missional-driven organizations. But I love that, and I think that's what it's going to take. It's going to take some very influential people like her and others that are leading that discussion.
Yes.
So grateful. A couple of other things. She talked about staffing. That's something that, you know, everybody's talking about. And I thought it was fascinating. She brought up some interesting things. She, one thing that I loved that she said was that this is not just a senior living industry problem.
Yes.
I think that we get in our little pity party and think, oh my gosh, you know, we've got this staffing crisis. We have turnover. How do we attract the workforce? How do we retain them? But you know what? She's exactly right. Every industry's facing that. So we have our own unique challenges, but we can get past this. And she brings up some interesting things. You know, we all talk about culture. Yes, it's key. We talk about benefit packages. We talk about flex time. But she also mentions that international workforce and visas and things like that. So I think it's going to require a certain level of creativity. And I love that she's talking about it. And I love that she's talking about it on Bridge the Gap with us.
Absolutely. Well, it's a great wrap up to another great podcast with a great guest here at Argentum. And I think that it's a unique opportunity for us to really partner with some people that understand why we're doing this. And so we're very grateful to Shamim for spending her time to come and talk and add value back to our audience. And so we'd love to engage with our audience back on our social channels. If you have any questions about today's show or any others, we'd love to engage with you. So thank you so much for listening to another great podcast of Bridge the Gap.
Meet Josh and Lucas at the Interface Southeast Conference in Atlanta, August 29th. Use promo code BTG at registration and receive 5% off. Thanks for listening to Bridge the Gap. We'll be right back.